Innovation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by GE Capital and Man's Best Friend.
Thank you, Miller Man. Before we get to our exciting audio of the morning of George DeJani going off on another one of his guests, a big, big, strong thank you to my fellow musers and to everyone who came out to the AMX Company's Big Brothers Big Sisters Clay Shoot that I host every year at Elm Fork Shooting Park. We had a record turnout. I think we had around 240 shooters, and I haven't got the final tally yet, but we raised close to $100,000 for Big Brothers Big Sisters.
Awesome.
All right. Outdoor mentoring programs. I know. It's unbelievable. That brings our total over the past seven events that we've done. We've done it for 7 years. This is the seventh annual, to over $500,000.
Yeah, that's great.
Incredible.
Good deal.
So thanks to all of the volunteers that worked the event, and thanks to all the P1s who showed up out there and shot. It was a lot of fun. It was good. And the only bad thing about the event on Friday was that I shot like crap.
You didn't get any better as the day went on?
No, and I only took, I think, four more shots after that. You know, I take the golf cart around and shake hands and say hi to everyone and that sort of thing. And every once in a while, somebody will invite me up to shoot. Actually, I take that back. I shot about eight more shots, and I did real well in the first set of four shots that I did. I think I knocked all of them down. And then the last four, I only hit one of those four.
You know what? Barry never shot his gun. I think he gave us a gun with a crooked barrel.
You think so?
Yeah, because I never had the control of seeing him, just knock down every clay.
I did see Barry. Barry rode around with me. Barry Brock is a former world champion clay shooter, and he rode around with me in the golf cart. He did have that red shotgun with him, and I saw him pull it out and shoot and
just nail
everything. Yes.
Okay.
It wasn't anything he missed.
Well, that was a really nice gun.
It was. I've never seen a candy apple red shotgun.
I know. With a gold trigger.
Yeah, it was very pimpin'. But I wanted to read a couple emails here in response to our day out there at the Big Brothers Clay Shoot. Mike emailed and said, okay, it's 9:48 a.m. Friday. You just interviewed the VP marketing for Big Brothers. I have tears coming down my cheek after hearing about the boy whose best moment was going to the grocery store and could pick out his meal and grill it. How simple, easy of a thing it is to do that some kids never get the opportunity to do, and doing it with someone who cares about them and their feelings and development. As soon as I hit send on this email, I'll be contacting Big Brothers Big Sisters here in Frisco, Little Elm, and see how I can sign up to be a mentor.
Awesome.
Isn't that awesome?
Mm-hmm.
And then I get this one from Adam. He says, Gordon, 3 years ago today, I was listening to you and the rest of the musers at your clay shoot. You inspired me to sign up to be a Big Brother. 3 years later, I can't tell you how happy I am that I did it. My little brother is an 8-year-old named Trey, and he is truly a little brother to me. About a year ago, he says, quick story, about a year ago, we were walking into the mall, and a woman was in front of us. And I opened the door for her, and my little brother looked at me and asked why I did that. I told him that's the right way to treat a girl, and that you will always be respected more by women if you open doors for them and say, yes, ma'am. 3 weeks later, when we next met, he told me that he holds the door for all the girls in his school, and that all of a sudden they are wanting to talk to him more, and he even got a kiss on the cheek.
Wow.
I couldn't believe that such a small tip would be taken to heart so quickly. There have been so many rewarding moments for me since I've done this. We'll be brothers for life, so thank you, Gordon. I really appreciate you giving me the little kick I needed to do something good. It's given back to me tenfold. And then he says, thank you for doing so much good work in the Metroplex, which will only slightly counterbalance the insanity that you broadcast daily. That's
yeah,
that's
can't
true.
Figure out that whole balance thing.
Yeah, I can't make up to God for what I put out on the air. But and then he concludes with good luck with Strike Force. So thank you for that, Adam. That's nice. So yeah,
I don't need that.
Just a couple of great emails there from P1s who are getting involved with Big Brothers Big Sisters. And thanks to you guys for coming out there.
Yeah, it was fun.
And thanks for your donations.
Mm-hmm.
That I've seen no evidence of.
Whatever. I went home, and the first thing I did was donate online.
I did see that. Thank you very much, Craig. Big Brothers,
you're welcome.
Certainly appreciated that. George?
I wrote a check Friday morning.
All right.
Didn't it bounce over
Jerk.
To you?
Yeah, it bounced. George's check
the bounce pass.
Yeah. Okay, we have some exciting exclusive audio here. One of our weekend shows, George DeJean, he's...
No.
No, that's not his name.
Is it not his name anymore?
No.
Wait, DiGianni.
DiGianni.
Mm-hmm.
He changed his name from George DiGian to George DiGianni because he says that was his ancestral name. I think George DiGianni, whatever, is losing it.
It's kind of like when John Cougar went back to John Mellencamp.
But George DiGianni is not going by George DiGian DiGianni. See, John Cougar kept the cougar in the middle. So George DiGianni, we played this. Wasn't it just last week he went postal on his own guest?
I don't know that he went postal.
It was 2 weeks ago, I guess.
He was rather harsh.
He was put out by his guest.
Well, apparently he's done it again because another P1 sent me audio of him getting belligerent with his own guest. Now, listen to this audio and listen how George DiGianni sounds completely sleep-deprived, uninterested in what the guest is saying, and he's badgering her and bullying her. I don't know. You're his friend, Giorgio. Yeah. What's happening with him?
Well, he doesn't have patience for guests who aren't delivering their message. He wants to get a message out there. If they're not doing it, he doesn't have time for that. He's got bronchitis.
What?
Hmm?
All right, here's the audio of him berating a guest. Don't play that sound effect. Uh-oh, what's happening here? Oh,
help.
My gosh. All right, everybody needs to just calm down, all right? Okay, here we go.
Share some of the foods that are rich in B vitamins.
Well, one food that is absolutely something that you need to have in your cabinet is Cal Nutritional Yeast Flakes, because this has all of the amino acids, it has all of the B complex, and it's derived from a food source because it's called Saccharomyces cerevisiae, and it is nutritional yeast that is grown on blackstrap molasses.
All right, well, so what would the name be for the lay? Because I didn't even understand that.
it's Cal Nutritional Yeast.
Spell it.
And Nutritional Yeast.
No, she just stopped spelling. Dare you.
It's Cal Nutritional Yeast.
Spell it.
And Nutritional Yeast.
Forget about that, the beginning.
Oh. Cal is the name brand, K-A-L.
Oh, K-A-L. I thought you said Cal, C-O-W.
No, no. No, I'm sorry. Cal Nutritional Yeast Flakes.
And by the way, I want to point out when he says, say it again for the lay, because I can't even understand it. He's not the lay person, right?
Right.
He wanted her to repeat it for the lay person, because he couldn't even understand it. So
if someone at his level didn't get it, then clearly the normal person
went right by him.
Nutritional Yeast Flakes. And this is something that you can add into your salad dressings, and you won't even know it's there. You can put it in your smoothies. You can put it in your sauces, in your soups.
All right, so move on. Give us a bunch of other foods. Give me a bullet point list of B vitamin-rich foods.
Well, the first one that I would say everyone needs to start, especially if you're in Texas, is bison. Bison has all of the B vitamins, has all of the amino acids, and it's all usable by the human body.
Okay, hold on one second, Christina. I love your information. You know we don't have a lot of time. Instead of explaining each of the foods, give me a bullet-pointed list. We have the cow yeast. We have the bison instead of regular beef. What else do we have? Go down the list.
Well, you want to try and start drinking goat's milk. Goat's milk is very important. Also, there are very. I don't have a.
What about eggs?
Well, that is just the last one I was going to say.
We need to make that a drop.
What about eggs? That one and spell it. That's
like such a caveman.
Drop. What about eggs?
There are very. I don't have a.
What about eggs?
Well. That is the last one I was going to say because I know that everybody's going to be in shock, but it's duck eggs. Literally duck eggs.
Right. The yolk of the egg has the majority of the B vitamins, right?
Yes. And duck eggs are the most highly digestible.
Give us symptoms, again, bullet-pointed list, symptoms of people who are deficient in B vitamins that don't eat these foods, what they may experience.
Yes. You're going to experience fatigue, inability to concentrate for long periods of time. You're going to experience irritability. You're going to experience...
So she's describing the Georgia symptoms right now, as a matter of fact.
You're going to experience mood swings. And you may have... the interesting thing about B-complex deficiency is you could have insomnia And you could also be suffering from...
yes or no, vegans who don't have any of those
wait a minute.
B vitamins are healthy.
That wasn't edited right there? He just interrupted her?
I think that she rambles on a little bit, but then he does interrupt her by saying this.
Suffering from...
yes or no, vegans who don't have any of those B vitamins are healthy. Yes or no?
No, not in the long run. Absolutely.
Thank you.
No.
7:45, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Gosh. Wow. Does he really have a limited amount of time? Doesn't he have plenty of time to go over some of this stuff?
He's got like 2 hours to cover about 5 minutes worth of information.
I think his show is 1 hour.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
And he probably
Rich, is it one or two?
It's just 1 hour, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Is it? Okay, now listen to this. Well, he throws it to break so violently that the board op is completely taken unaware, and you can hear George throw off his headphones before they hit the spot.
Thank you. 7:45, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
You're listening to...
Did he have to get the traffic there, or what was the big rush?
I don't know. But doesn't he sound like he is losing it, like he's irritable, like he's angry?
I don't think he's enjoying his show anymore.
No.
Every guest puts him out.
And usually the fitness guys are the guys who are ultra positive, right? They want to make changes in your life. Everything's going great, you know?
And since he left the show, we still haven't found Dr. Salmon.
No.
He hasn't been on in months.
Mm-mm. Now Dr. Salmon is gone.
Right.
So we need to find out who this woman is and send her some sort of fruit basket or something to apologize for.
Not even, hey, thanks for being with us.
The station.
Okay, 7:45. Yes or no?
This is George DiGiani on the Train Station Fitness Show. Now Dr. Salmon is gone.
God. All right, that's awesome.